USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The judge is blasting the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Judge Bruce Schroeder yelling at Assistant District Attorney Thomas Ringer after he kept asking Rittenhouse about things that were not allowed to be discussed during the trial.
I was astonished when you began your examination by commenting on the defendant's post-arrest silence. That's basic law. It's been basic law in this country for 40 years, 50 years.
18-year-old Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters and wounding another in Kenosha, Wisconsin during riots and looting over a police shooting in 2020. More Americans are concerned about a spike in crime. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The results show anxieties about certain types of crimes are returning or surpassing levels seen before the pandemic. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Americans are paying more for things like gas and groceries, with the Consumer Price Index rising 0.9% in October. This as supply chain issues continue across the country, with stores even warning folks that your traditional Thanksgiving Day items may not be available this year. Congressman Andrew Harris telling Fox News a lot of people in his district are concerned.
What's on people's minds are the fact that, again, they may not be able to get the things they need for Thanksgiving. If they do, it's going to cost more. If they travel, it's going to cost more. This infrastructure bill, again, and especially the one that the president still hopes that Congress passes, will do nothing except make those problems worse.
The mountain of lawsuits over the AstroWorld concert tragedy in Houston is growing. The latest is filed by attorney Marco Crawford, whose daughter was in the crowd with her friends. Eight people were killed, including two teenagers, when the crowd surged towards the stage. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The White House gave an update Wednesday on the fight against COVID-19 in the United States. The Pfizer vaccine was approved for use in children ages 5 through 11 almost 2 weeks ago. Yet some parents are still hesitant about letting their children get the shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has a message for those parents.
The voting members of the committee and I agree that the available safety, immunogenicity, and efficacy data support getting our children vaccinated. This recommendation was further recognized and supported by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Medical Association.
This, as myocarditis is a concern of many parents, especially of teenage boys. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. House Speaker and California Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is leading a delegation of Democratic lawmakers on a visit to the COP26 UN Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Speaker Pelosi promising to address climate change with initiatives in the Build Back Better bill.
We have a goal, we have a timetable, we have milestones. And what our purpose is in our legislation to reach those milestones.
The Democrats did all fly to Scotland on a private jet. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.